All right, let's get to this phone tap.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who sent you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so we got a message from Eddie. Hey, Ben and Kelly, how about calling my wife Mary with a phone tap? She used to be a teacher, but now she's a freelance writer.
All right.
A lot of corporate things, research papers, stuff like that. I don't know if there's anything funny here, but if there is, you'll find it. Ha.
Okay, so William Haas and Pepper just got dumped, needs some help writing to his ex to maybe try to get her back or maybe actually to make her jealous.
Oh.
So, gonna need some help. Welcome, Mary, to your phone tap.
Hello?
I am calling about your ad in Craigslist. Is this Mary?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I'm looking at your ad. It says you help people with writing projects.
Right. Any writing assignments you've got, editing, business projects,
right.
You know, stuff like that.
All right, that kind of sounds like what I'm looking for.
Okay, and what's your name?
This is William Haas and Pepper.
Okay, and you have a writing project that I can help you with, or is it something editing or?
Yeah, well, sort of. Do you do, well, I don't know, creative writing, like romantic stuff?
Well, I've never written a romance novel or anything, and I'm not a ghostwriter. I help with, shorter projects.
But you can write, in a, like a flowery kind of style?
Well, okay, well, flowery? Why don't you tell me what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can help you out.
Well, I need someone to be my new girlfriend.
No, that. You're looking on the wrong section of Craigslist. I'm a writer.
Well, wait. Just hear me out.
You know what? I don't think you have the right person for this.
Well, no. I don't think you understand. I need a writer. I. You see, I broke up with my girlfriend a couple months ago, and she already got engaged to this other guy.
I'm not really following you.
So you see, I want her to think I've got someone new in my life, too. You know, like a new girlfriend. So I need you to write some mushy Facebook posts, like pretending to be my hot new lady.
I'm married, and I don't really do...
No, it wouldn't be you. Like, we'll put together a fake profile, fake name and picture, so all you have to do is post mushy stuff on my Facebook page as this other person.
Why can't you just do that yourself?
Well, I can't write romantic stuff like that. That's why I need a writer, someone creative. It'll just be 1 week, top. So I'll pay you your regular rate.
This really isn't what I do. I mean, I help companies write memos and handbooks and press releases and things like that. It's like corporate stuff.
I just want to make Tracy jealous. I mean, you're a writer. You can write creative romantic stuff, can't you?
Oh, I mean, I can, I guess. It's just not what I usually do. I mean, like I said, I do corporate stuff.
All right, so you can do it. That's awesome. Well, I already found some pictures online that we'll use for you, and we'll change your name.
Oh.
Sorry, Mary's just not that sexy.
Oh, gosh.
What? Yeah, we'll call you Lexi. So, like, sexy Lexi, you like that?
I guess so. No. So what's my part in this again?
All right, so maybe a couple times a day or a few times you can go on my Facebook page as Lexi and you can write some mushy romantic stuff about us. Like, oh, William, you were so awesome last night. I had a great time on our date.
Oh, wow.
Only you make it more girly and fancy and stuff.
Okay, I guess I could write something like that. That's actually kind of fun.
I have to keep reading about her and this Andrew guy.
So as the week goes on, you want the post to get more more racy as your relationship with this Lexi person gets more intimate?
Oh, I like where you're going there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, see, that's why I need a real writer. You can talk about how great a lover I am and stuff like that, and then I'll reply to your post like, oh, baby, you were great, too.
You know, I can help you with your posts, too, like your responses.
Oh, that'd be great. You could write both sides.
It'd be like a little romance novel.
Oh, yeah. Now we're cooking with Crisco.
And that's just for like about a week or so?
Oh, I don't know. I'm thinking if it goes well, we could turn it into a long-term thing. Maybe stretch it out over a couple months. And
oh, my goodness.
Maybe we even get engaged.
Oh.
Okay. Well, how's that going to work?
Well, I don't know. I had this idea that I thought about when I was dating Tracy. Like, I know what radio station she listens to every morning, so I'll get the guys on that station to help me propose, you know, on the radio.
Oh, gosh.
To me?
Well, to you, but as Sexy Lexi, of course.
Oh, no. I cannot, no. I'm not going to go on the radio.
Oh, but you sound great on the radio, Mary. You're actually on there right now.
Hi.
What?
Hi, Mary. It's Ben and Kelly from 99.7 DJX. And this is called a phone tap.
Are you kidding me? I thought this was on the radio? I know you guys. I listen to you guys all the time. It sounded totally real.
Mary, you were ready to be this guy's Facebook girlfriend. I think that's amazing.
I mean, it wasn't real life. I thought it was, you know, I thought it would be fun. I'm, you know, I'm struggling my writing business, and I gotta make a living, you know. And it just, you guys, I can't believe I fell for this.
Maybe you should start going by Sexy Lexi.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.